In my fantasy, I'm walking down the street by myself. As I'm meandering along, I'm suddenly grabbed and get pulled into an abandoned house. Inside, there are several much older men waiting. They all look very threatening. Without saying a word, they wrestle me down to the floor and cut my clothes off. They shove their fingers inside me, feeling how tight I am. I start crying, but they slap me hard and yank my hair so that one of them can shove his dick deep into my throat. I can't scream or even breathe. He fucks my throat roughly, relentlessly, while the others keep me pinned down. Pretty soon he pulls out and comes on my face. The rest of the guys start slapping me with their cocks. One of them forces his way into my cunt so hard, viciously taking my virginity. The others cheer him on as I cry and whimper. They fuck me and use me for hours, slapping me around, dragging me by my hair, just using me like a fuck doll. They come all over me, all over my face, in my hair, on my tits, on my ass, on my pussy. They even make me lick their cum up off the dirty floor, laughing and taunting me, kicking me when I don't do it fast enough. They hold my nose closed while they fuck my face. They take turns pissing inside my ass, my pussy, and my mouth. Some of them piss on my body and then make me use my hair to mop up the urine on the floor. This goes on for hours. My throat gets so sore. My pussy is aching and dribbling. It feels almost torn apart. My ass is gaping and oozing piss and cum and spit. Eventually the men leave. Well, most of them do. One comes back with his dogs. His dogs. And the few remaining men tie me down on all fours. The dogs mount me, fuck me, and come in me. This happens over and over while the men laugh at me. By the time it's all done, I can't move and I pass out. When I wake up again in the abandoned house, I'm alone, except for a homeless bum who is selfishly fucking me. He finishes quickly, fouling my ravaged pussy with even more sperm. He pulls out and spits in my face, and then shuffles out of the house. I lay there for a while, caked in dried cum, spit, and piss. Eventually, I manage to get up and slowly make my way back home. And the whole time I'm trudging back, I'm hoping that it will happen again.